Hello, everyone. You guys look beautiful. Can I see a big happy smile? You guys happy to be here? Yes. Jesus loves you. Isn't that enough reason for us to be happy and to be smiling? Yes. I'm going to show you guys some pictures. Who's this a picture of? Who is a picture of?
Jesus.
And who's this a picture of? They're both picture of Jesus?
Babies.
And children, Jesus and children. Do you know anything, can you tell anything different about these pictures? What's different about this picture and this picture? Let's look at Jesus' face. What's different about Jesus' face, Luis?
One face is animated and one is
gone. Okay. Specifically about Jesus' face, what's different? Hannah? One is a cartoon, one's a poster. Look at this picture. What is Jesus doing in this picture?
He's holding the baby.
What does he have on his face?
A beard.
A big smile. He does have a beard, doesn't he? But he also has a big smile. Does he have a big smile in this picture? No. Which picture do you like better, the picture with Jesus smiling or the picture with Jesus not smiling? I like this one better, too. I like pictures where Jesus is smiling and he looks happy. I'm going to tell you guys a story. The other day, my family and I were watching a cartoon about Jesus. It was about the life of Jesus and about all of the miracles that Jesus has done. And you know what? I really like this particular cartoon because it showed Jesus smiling a lot. He smiled, he laughed, he played with the children. When he talked to the crowds and the disciples, he had a big smile on his face. And I really like that. And I started thinking, why is it that when we see so many pictures of Jesus, his face looks so serious? Have you guys noticed that? Sometimes the pictures of Jesus, his face looks so serious. He looks almost sad sometimes, doesn't he? I'm glad to see that now we're getting to see a lot of pictures and paintings where Jesus looks much happier, where he's smiling and he's laughing. But I started to think, why is it in the Bible there aren't very many stories about Jesus being happy or being joyful or laughing? We hear a lot of stories about Jesus' emotions, right? We hear Jesus being sad, about the times that he cried, about the times that he got a little bit bothered by people, about the things they said or the things they did, even times when he got a little bit angry. So it talks about Jesus' emotions, but it doesn't really talk about Jesus being happy or joyful. And I like to think that Jesus was really or is really a very happy person who smiles a lot. Can you imagine if Jesus was up in front of the crowds of the people and his face looked like this all the time? You think anybody would want to go see a person whose face looks like that all the time?
No.
Yes? I don't think Jesus looked like this all the time. I think Jesus was pretty happy. I can't imagine Jesus standing in front of a crowd of people looking like that, so serious, and then sharing all the wonderful promises that he has. Can you imagine if he stood up there in front and he said, yeah, you know, so in my Father's house, there are a lot of mansions. You know, if it wasn't true, I would have told you guys. So I'm going to go there now and make a place for you. So if you want to be with me, you can be with me. You think Jesus talked like that?
No.
That's too serious, right? Jesus was sharing the most wonderful promise that he has for us. So I think Jesus was saying something more like, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you. So I go there now to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you can be also. Do you see the difference?
Yes.
I think Jesus was a lot happier than what we think sometimes and what we see in pictures. If Jesus was here on earth right now with us, I bet you anything, he would be playing games with the kids. He'd be playing games with you guys. If Jesus was here and I was a child like you, I think I'd ask Jesus to play maybe hide and go seek.
Oh, yeah.
Fun, right? That's a fun game. That was my favorite game when I was a kid. If Jesus is here right now with us, what kind of games would you guys ask me? Anybody have an idea what kind of game you'd want to play with Jesus if he was here right now?
Hide and go seek.
Hide and go seek, you too. Ryan and I will play hide and go seek with Jesus.
Tag.
Tag, yes. I can see Jesus playing tag with all of you guys. Anything else?
Oh, I would ask him to tell him stories.
You would ask Jesus to tell you stories? Happy stories?
Yes.
I think so too. So, I kind of look at you guys and I see your guys, you kids are, it's really easy for you to smile and it's really easy for you to laugh and it's really easy for you to be happy because that comes natural for you guys. You guys feel joy and you express joy. But you know what? When we get a little bit older, us older people, not much older, but a little bit older, sometimes we forget what it's like to smile. We forget how good it feels to be joyful. And we walk around looking like this, kind of serious. We come into church, we don't really say good morning or happy Sabbath. We don't hug or we don't express our joy to anyone. But you know what? What did I tell you guys when you first sat down? Who loves us? Jesus loves us. Is there any other reason for us to be so joyful, any more important reason for us to be so joyful than the fact that Jesus loves us?
No.
No. Jesus loves all of us, and that's one reason for us to come in and smile and one reason for us to be joyful. So what I'm going to ask you guys to do, because like I said, sometimes us older people, we forget how good it is to smile and how important it is to remember that Jesus loves us. So after we finish our story, I'm going to ask some of the adventurers to help me pass out some stickers. Okay, I want you to pass out a sticker to everyone in the congregation. And the sticker says, Jesus loves you. I want everybody to remember that Jesus loves you. Okay, and we're going to do it at the same time that we collect the offering, so it's going to be going on at the same time, because we don't want to take too much time. All right, so after we have our prayer, I want the adventurers to get the baskets and go with your parent or the adult that's going to help you and pass out the stickers. And what I want to ask the congregation is when you get your sticker from the child, from whoever gives it to you, from the children, put the sticker on your clothing or somewhere where everyone else can see it.
Or we can put it on the closet.
Well, then no one's going to see it in the closet. You could put it on your sweater. Yeah, we'll put it on our clothing. And then when we go, before you leave church today, I want to invite everyone, including the kids and the adults, to find three other people in the congregation and tell them, smile, Jesus loves you. Okay, that's the message that we're going to share today. You guys ready for your prayer? Yeah? Okay, let's close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all of the promises that you've given us. We thank you because you love us, and we ask you that you will help us always to praise your name, to remember how much you love us, and how wonderful you are to us. In Jesus' name, amen.